It's time for The Bright Side, a coaching radio show for changemakers, the organizations and positive leaders creating positive change in the world. The Bright Side is sponsored by P-Link Leadership. At P-Link Leadership, we have one big goal: to accelerate positive change. It's all based on fusing the sciences of human nature with the discipline of leadership to transform the world at work. Or, as we call it, accelerating positive change in a big way. And now as your host, Alexis Robin, Chief Experience Officer and co-founder of P-Link Leadership, I'm here to bring you 10 minutes of insight, theory, and actionable tips to support you on your journey of becoming the best version of yourself. This week, I want to talk about getting your week off to a good start. Personally, I had a very busy weekend. We had multiple friends in town. We did some fun stuff for ourselves. We took care of some back to school things. And it just was a really full weekend. And I found myself feeling a little bit overwhelmed as I was going to start my week. I have a few early mornings. And so that means adjusted schedules. And so I got to thinking, like, how do I get my week off to a good start? Rather than start feeling tired and overwhelmed and everything, like, what's the mindset that I want to start the week with? And that's what I want to talk to you about today. This is Alexis Robin with The Bright Side, and we are sponsored by P-Link Leadership, a company that works on developing leaders to be more effective in the world, to get better business results, and to solve adaptive challenges. So we're working on accelerating positive change in a big way. So if you want to start your week off right, number one, start with the right attitude. Consider how you want to be this week. Who do you want to be as you're interacting with your peers, your clients, your potential customers, your direct reports, your family? And consider what's the attitude that you're going to need to be able to do that in an effective way. This is a really important piece in terms of mindset. When we have the right mindset, things shift for us. The second thing is to take stock of your week. Go through your calendar. What is going on? What are the most important things that you need to be focusing on this week? Where do you want to put your attention? Where do you want to be present? And what do you need to say no to so that you can show up in the best possible way for the things that you need to do? This could be inside or outside of work. You might need to say no to some social things so that you feel rested for your workday. You may need to say no to some work things so that you can focus on some work things that have high consequence, and the timing to address them is now. So really taking that time, that strategic pause at the beginning of the week to look at the full calendar and to think, at the end of this week, what do I want to make sure that I can say that I have completed or that I have worked on? I was working last week on a leadership lab with my friend and colleague, Cindy Jackson, and we were sharing with leaders this idea of picking three. And you can do this by day and by week, but picking three things that are the most important. The next thing I recommend is to check in with your team. So it's always great at the beginning of the week to check in with your business partners, with your colleagues, with your direct reports, and just find out, like, how's everybody doing? What state of mind are they in? And just find out what support looks like from you this week. So that way you are operating and you're most effective with your teammates. Be sure to really listen. When you check in with them, it's easy to kind of check that box and say, oh, hey, how are you? What's going on? And then not really listen and think about everything that you're doing or check email while they're talking. So really challenge yourself to tune in and listen to how people are doing so that you can be available for them and that you can understand where they're coming from to help make the week go a little smoother. As you're checking in with them, share your priorities. So if you've picked three, you've taken stock, you've kind of looked at the week, being able to share those priorities with people and really connect in a way that says, this is what I'll be focused on this week. That'll do a couple things. One, it will ensure that people know where your area of focus is. Two, it's going to raise any concerns from your stakeholders, your peers, or your direct reports about other things that maybe you haven't thought of that are timely and need to be addressed this week. And then you can readjust your schedule. But sharing your priorities is an important piece about staying on track. And finally, make time to fill your buckets. Carve out some time to rejuvenate, whether it's a 5-minute micro break in between meetings, whether it is just getting that first cup of coffee outside with some fresh air or a quick little walk at lunchtime, something that's going to refuel you so that as you go through the week, even if it's a busy week, you're making the time to restore yourself and take care of yourself in the best possible way. You will both be modeling for the people who work for you the importance of taking care of yourself, and you'll also find that you move through the week with more peace and ease because you are taking those little moments. So those are the quick and easy ways to get your week off to a good start. And I hope this was a helpful short podcast for you today, and look forward to talking to you next week on the bright side. Until then, continue to accelerate positive change in a big way. Thanks so much. This is Alexis Robin with The Bright Side, sponsored by PLink Leadership at plinkleadership.com.